And a good afternoon. Oh, God, this... Oh, David has started it out with a hit right here. Whew! You ever see the album cover for this one, David?
Oh, it's sexy.
I mean, that hat, where do you procure one of those? Is this Donnie Hathaway?
Yeah, this is Donnie Hathaway.
Okay, people, you got to... we're getting off the rails already. David, I need one of those hats. Not that I'd ever wear it. I just need to know they're real. Where do you even get one of the... It was almost like... You remember the big hat?
Yes, I do.
That came out like 2 years ago and the players were starting to wear them? That's almost like a 1970s version of a big hat.
I can find that hat for you. I definitely can find that.
Amazing.
I actually... I have something similar, but... Yeah, Kenny just stopped seeing it.
I just saw it just now.
Kenny, I'm going to get you one of those with a Red Wing logo on it.
It'll cover my whole head. Jesus.
Dude, it's unbelievable when that song comes on my Christmas playlist. Every time I look at the screen while I'm driving, I'm going, I can't take this seriously with that hat. I can't. It's ridiculous. I'm on the mend, but we're going to do a good show today, I promise. One note is we are going to track this Bill Belichick thing. It's not done yet, but David, you asked me about it yesterday, and I'm like, geez, I'm not saying it's not real. It's just it's hard for me to fathom, but it sounds like they've taken steps closer, but it's not done. So the idea of Bill Belichick coaching North Carolina football, if you had that on your bingo board 3 months ago, you win. So we'll see if that breaks this afternoon. I don't know. But I want to talk about the roller coaster that was your Detroit Red Wings last night. And I want to tell you something. I didn't watch the first period. I'm not feeling very well. Straight up, I was not in the mood for sports. Kenny was sending out the sad cot meme, which I know publicly you guys don't know what it is, but think about when you saw the miserable picture of Ben Affleck. Slap a Wings jersey on it, and then I don't know where Kenny was when this photo was taken, but it's sad, forlorn, cowboy funeral Kenny. And I slapped his head on the jersey, and it's become the cot meme. So the Wings are... They were lucky to be down 3-2, apparently, from everything I've read. And then Kenny sends the magic words, people. Oh, bleep, it's COSA time. And Kenny, what did I say to you? I need to turn this on.
Yeah, you were in. You were fully invested once I said COSA was in.
And you know what's interesting, Kenny? It's the first time this season that that team has done anything that made you want to turn them on. So I wanted your take on this, right? We've talked about all season long. All right, how do we get out of this? How do we fix this? And everybody wants Lalonde gone. It hasn't happened, probably won't happen, but fine. But Kenny, look, I'm not saying they won the game because of him, right? It's a 6-5 game. He came in at 3-2. They won because offensively they took advantage of Buffalo being hideous. It's more that it was an important game. I mean, that's the team that is right there in the standings with them. But B, they'd lost like 50 in a row. Kenny, I want to ask you the question. A, do we see more of COSA? Is that a move? Is that a something? You threw him in an emergency duty. It was only a 3-2 game. It wasn't a throwaway. It wasn't Patrick Waugh getting pulled at 7-1. So it wasn't like, well, we just wanted to get him some burn. It's 3-2 after one. You played him. That's not a throwaway to me. So I want to ask Kenny that question about, okay, could this be a spark, or is that way too optimistic? But then, Kenny, your take, that outside of launching Lalonde into the sun, how does this team get out of this? How do we have a brighter future here past Christmas, in your mind?
Well, you say outside of launching Lalonde out of the sun, I feel like that might be steps 1, 2, and 3. But seeing COSA in there, and it did something for me mentally as a fan that I haven't really experienced this year yet. Is
did something physically too?
A little bit. It made me. I watched this team, and I thought, man, they're exactly David. That's exactly
that was my
right.
reaction when he told me COSA was playing.
Oh, no! I mean, you just look at the way the team played after he got put in, and it seemed like, all right, let's actually try this out for a second here. It looked like there was a new spark, a new life. And everything that tells me is that we won't see it again, which is very, 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 very depressing. Because I don't
Why
think
is that?
I don't think there ever was a plan to have him start. I think maybe, best case scenario, I had him starting yesterday because I thought, all right, they'll start him yesterday after all those Huso starts, give Huso a break, and then Huso will be back on Thursday. I have that nice little couple days off, go back to Huso. We won't see Kosa at all because that's an emergency break glass situation. And I think that's...
Let me ask a question, why? Well, I want to know why. What stops you? You are bottom of the barrel in the East. You have, look, you're 28 games deep, right? We have 54 games to get this right. You're not taking an expensive goalie's job. You're not upending a long-term commitment you've made at goalie, right? Huso hasn't been great. It's just, why not, is my question to you. And I know Hockey Elite will yell at me, but I'm asking, why?
There's really two answers, and one of them actually didn't rear its ugly head until a little bit later on last night, was you don't trust this defense in front of him. You're going to shell him. You're going to put 40 shots on him a game. It's going to kill his confidence. He's a kid. And if that's your logic, fine, I guess. But my counter to that is, I mean, there's only going to be one way to get this guy NHL experience, and that's to get him NHL experience. And I'm sorry, who's your better goalie here? Is it Huso? Talbot's injured. We don't know. There is no answer, but I think the actual answer, the one that they'll give you in the front office level, and if you ask Derek Lalonde to like swallow some truth serum, that's it. What he would tell you is that what's been the fatal flaw of this team and the Tigers and teams like these teams is they stick to the plan. Their problem has been they stick to the plan to a fault. We're not going to start him because he's not ready to start yet. This is our plan, dictates this many years, this many starts. We're going to bring these guys up when they're ready, yada, yada, yada. They're very rigid on their plan, and they don't want to stray from that plan.
So let me ask the Hockey Elite this question, and I'm trying to be respectful, and if you guys want to just dump all over it, that's fine. This may not be the move to turn it all around, okay? I just know for one night it was exciting. Is the idea of giving Kosa some run here totally insane, partially insane, or not insane at all? That this is a team that primarily has been dreadful this year. Tarasenko's been awful. Kane's been awful. Defensively, really inconsistent. They don't get out of their own end. They don't play well 5-on-5. I'm asking the question. And as Hockey Elite, you put the guardrails up to the universe of your sport. I want to know if this idea is totally, partially, or not at all. That by injecting some life into this team, could it flip the switch to a team that, guys, candidly, a lot of nights, it just feels like you're going through the motion. 248-539-9797. I mean, Kenny, totally, partially, or not at all. Forget about their rigidity to the plan.
The way that I look at it, and I get the idea of let's stick to the plan, let's do what we've been doing. This is our idea. This is how it's going to go moving forward. But I saw a different team on the ice for parts of that game last night. Once Kosa came into that game, the vibe changed. There was a different spark. I'm not saying that's going to happen every single game. I'm not going to say if you start him on Thursday, that's going to happen again. But just the idea that there's something different, there's a different level of confidence that they seem to be playing in front of Kosa that I haven't seen in front of Huso in quite some time. It seemed like they actually wanted to keep the puck out of their own zone. Now, their ability to do that, well, that's a little bit more in question. But they were actually, it felt like it was a different vibe, man. And yeah, I don't think it's crazy for you to suggest some idea of, by the way, this team is in the company of teams like Montreal and Buffalo, who we just saw. I mean, Columbus is better than them. Pittsburgh is better than them. And they're terrible this year. What do you have to lose by trying?
My Islanders are better than them. And the Islanders are down every good player they have. It just, guys, I don't want it to sound like dumb radio guy who's not huge hockey fan. And I apologize in advance if it sounds that way. All I can tell you is this team is desperate for a jump start. I can't demand they call up some Mishkov-level prospect, okay? They don't have that. I mean, you want to tell me Danielson might come up and make a difference? You're welcome to that. The point I'm making is they need a spark. It looked like they got a spark. I can't talk about firing the coach anymore. I mean, we all know how you guys feel. Should they give Kosa some run here? I need the hockey Matterhorn is up, okay? And I'm not going to make a sound effect because these guys will clip it, and then I got to deal with that. So, you know, I learned my lesson with the Penn State thing. 248-539-9797. I just want to know if it's totally insane, partially insane, or not insane at all, because it's DEFCON 1. We need a spark. Maybe this kid's the real McCoy. Let's find out. And you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to hang him out to dry. We're not going to allow him to play 40 games in the next 54. We're not going to get him roasted and turn him into Eric Fichaud from my childhood. No, but why not give him a little run here? Give it a shot. See what happens. Because Kenny's right. I didn't think the team looked bad at all with Kosa in the net. They looked to have a little bit of energy. And to Kenny's point, it was almost like, look, we got to take care of the kid. And not in a bad way, but in a, hey, get your heads out of your asses. Let's go. I just want to know if that's dumb radio guy stuff. Because for me, I'm out of answers. I mean, I can get on the air and yell and scream and demand some big trade, but that doesn't serve anything. They're not going to do that at Christmas, and I don't even know who to be trading for. You know, it's not like Brett Hull in his prime is coming down here. So it just, I don't know what to do. And I felt like last night was the first time we felt a spark. So why not give it a run? If you think it's totally nuts, you have every right to come on the air and say it. Partially, make your case and why. Or not at all, dumb hockey guy has smart idea. Because I don't see a reason not to. I get tired of hearing about the plan. I get tired of hearing about timelines. I mean, this season is, it's slipping away. And no, they're not out of it. Yes, the East is condensed. The problem is, it is going to take a long stretch of consistently good to great hockey to put them in a position we want them in. You know what I don't want to do? I don't want to be fighting for the last spot in the last 10 days of the year. We wanted this team to take a big step forward. So, is starting Kosa for any amount of time totally insane, partially insane, or not at all? I'm just telling you, when Kenny sent the bat signal up last night, it got me to turn it on. And the team rallied. They played well. And they, man, did they bring that game from the fire. A couple of third period goals. And they win it in a shootout. So, go ahead. You guys tell me. We will get to the college football playoff. We have Scott Harris quotes. We'll keep our eye on what's going on with the Tigers at the winter meeting. So, a lot to do today. But Wings are a roller coaster. And we wanted to talk a little bit about it. We'll get your phone calls coming up next.